This is New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Amacher. A 1918 D.H. Lawrence poem titled Piano recently conjured up wonderful childhood memories for pianist John Lord.
In the poem, the author sits under the piano as his mother plays. In my case, it was one of my father's sisters who played the piano very well, and I remember being entranced by what she did. And so when I read the poem, it rekindled that memory when we used to just play anything from popular songs of the day to hymns to all kinds of stuff.
John Lord is best known as a founding member of the British rock band Deep Purple. For nearly 40 years, he's been composing music for orchestra in tandem with his rock career.
I had been toying with the idea for some years, in fact, of writing a piano concerto to address my love of the piano, my love of the orchestra, but nothing had really given me, you know, the push I needed to get it started. And that one single phrase, in the boom of the tingling strings, which I think is such a gorgeous phrase, because I don't know if you've ever sat under a grand piano, but boom and tingling are two words that actually describe that sound world under there.
He knew right away that Boom of the Tingling Strings would be the title of his new concerto, which has a very autobiographical character. John Lord explains how the second movement describes his move to London in 1960.
I was very much influenced then, not so much by rock and roll, although of course one had started to hear it, and I loved it, but the music that was really in my heart at that time was jazz. I loved Brubeck, and I loved the Modern Jazz Quartet, and so on. And the feel of London in those early 60s had this kind of joyous, wide-open sort of feel to it.
The second work on this recording is titled Disguises. In this piece, John Lord pays homage to three special people who were very good at disguising themselves: a jovial friend he refers to only as GC, his mother, and the late British composer Malcolm Arnold. Lord first met Arnold in 1969 when the composer offered to conduct a concerto Lord had written for rock band and orchestra. They became good friends over the years, and occasionally Lord called Arnold for advice on string technique and other things relating to composing. Several of Arnold's random teachings appear in the first movement of Disguises, which paints an animated picture of a special person who was seminal in Lord's music career. There's a six-note theme in the second movement that John Lord believes was inspired by his mother the day after she died.
You know, very often when dreadful things happen to you, the weather always seems to be cruelly wonderful. The sun is shining, the sky is a startling blue, and I came downstairs early knowing that the world had changed. And I had these six notes in my mind, and I therefore imagined that they came from my mum. And quite quickly I realised that they'd become a piece of music. Quite a short piece that I wrote for string quartet and that was played just a few days later, actually, at her funeral. So that came quite quickly. Over the following two or three years, I extended it and reworked it for a string orchestra.
People who grew up with the rock band Deep Purple know John Lord for Smoke on the Water and other classic rock hits. This new release gives us an even broader perspective of an artist who, like many music lovers, enjoys a diverse musical palette. And that's New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Amacher.